Welcome to Talking Facts, and thank you for tuning in to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts, a podcast collaboration between the University of Kentucky Markey Cancer Center and the UK Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food and Environment's Cooperative Extension Service. We will share with you the latest developments in cancer prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and research from the experts at Markey Cancer Center, Kentucky's only National Cancer Institute-designated comprehensive cancer center. Talking Facts is hosted by the UK Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program. Our educators share research knowledge with individuals, families, and communities to improve quality of life.
Hello, and welcome to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Hunter, Assistant Extension Director for Family Consumer Sciences at the University of Kentucky. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Amber Bruce, an art therapist with UK Healthcare. Welcome, Amber.
Thank you.
So I'm very excited to share today's topic with our listeners. And I wanted to start with the question of, what is art therapy?
So art therapy is basically, it's a mental health profession. So I'm trained just like a regular therapist, but I'm trained in using art during the sessions. So basically art therapy uses traditional like psychotherapy methods and like melds it with art making. So we use like different art interventions that can help you process different mental health struggles that you might be having or different experiences like that.
So Amber, I know you work within the hospital setting. Is it common to have an art therapist within the hospital?
It's not common in other hospitals, but UK is pretty cool in the fact that they have a position for us here. So that's been around. It's been here for a while, but for a minute, there wasn't someone in that position. So yeah.
Today, we're predominantly talking about art therapy and cancer care. So could you share with us how art therapy is used within the cancer population?
I take a little bag of art supplies with me and have a session with them. And so what we do, typically we can work on different things like fine motor skills. So where they might be really tired or really sick, we work with them on like getting them up and doing art making. So that helps like with their hand movement, but it also we can process like a different diagnoses that they might be dealing with or a new diagnosis as well. We process like grief and loss with them and like family dynamics. If family's there, we can provide support for them. So really we're just there to process whatever they need at the time as they deal with their cancer diagnosis.
Can you share a little bit more about what types of art are utilized?
Yeah. So I can bring anything that I have in my office and I try to give them a list of the stuff that I do have. So a lot of times I think I use a lot of paint when it comes to the cancer center floor. People tend to are drawn towards paint because it's more fluid and it can kind of create more of an emotional experience with that. But I do have other materials that we use. Sometimes we use art interventions or art assessments or art therapy assessments that we've learned. So we can do different things like that to assess like their mental health diagnosis. The art that we use, we can use like paint, mask making, crochet, knitting. We do drawing for a lot of assessments for art therapy. We do a lot of drawing and we look at like graphic indicators that are in their art to assess different things. So it's pretty interesting.
Can you share about how art therapy fits within the continuum of care or the full care support team?
Yeah. So basically, a lot of times what we do when we get consult, it's for mental health. A lot of times in the hospital setting, there's not a consistent person that comes to them to process the mental health struggles that they might be having. We do have like psychiatry that can go and diagnose and do medications and things like that, but we don't have that consistent mental health piece. And that's where we get consulted a lot by doctors. Art therapy is, since we are trained like a therapist, we are able to provide that support just utilizing the art. So they also consult music therapy as well a lot of the time for that mental health support piece.
So we've talked about art therapy in general and within cancer care. Can you tell us, and you've hit some highlights, but tell us more specifically about the program at UK Healthcare?
Yeah, art therapy, like I said, it's been around for a while at UK. we had an original art therapist that started the position herself, and she was just in Markey. And I think it was outpatient at one point, then it was inpatient. Now that I am here, we have grown it to all of Chandler Hospital. So I see all of Chandler and Markey Cancer Center and the birthing center. And then I have some coworkers that see other areas of the hospital.
Amber, we've talked quite a bit about inpatient care. Does UK Healthcare also have outpatient resources or opportunities?
Yes, currently we have outpatient art therapy events that we're doing in the integrative medicine department at UK. So those are events that anyone that is a cancer survivor can sign up for. And it will lead up to the Expressions of Courage event in May.
Can you share more about what the Expression of Courage event is?
Yeah, Expressions of Courage is an event for survivors of cancer. So it's basically celebrating survivorship, and it brings people that have survived cancer together so that they can celebrate together. But they also have an art show that we like to put art in. So that's another reason we're kind of tying in those art therapy events, so that people can take their expressions of their experiences and put it into the art show for Expressions of Courage.
That's a really neat opportunity. Mm-hmm. Amber, thank you so much for joining us today. One of the things that I've enjoyed about the Cancer Conversation podcast, and I hope that our listeners do as well, is just learning about the breadth of programming and breadth of services that are available here within UK Healthcare and the Markey Cancer Center, but that also individuals that may not be located close to Lexington could ask their local providers if such care and services are available. For our listeners, we will link the website about the art therapy program at UK Healthcare if they're interested in learning more.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Amber.
Thank you for listening to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts. Our goal is to connect you with the latest advances in cancer research in the Commonwealth. If you enjoyed today's podcast and have a suggestion for a future show topic, please message us on the UK Markey Cancer Center Facebook page at facebook.com/UK Markey or visit our website at markey.uky.edu for more information. You can find University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension programs at your local Extension office or online at fcs.uky.edu. Building strong families, building Kentucky. It starts with us.